On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
after me. Didn't I say I want nothing more to do with you?
Why are you shouting at me? You don't want to talk, but I do want to talk.
I can't get along with fellow Iranians who have no national pride.
Look, you work with crooks and thieves, so save me the national pride speech.
Look, I don't care what anyone else does. What other people do is none of my concern. But I won't help a thieving Iranian political
runaway.
Enough
already. Okay, stop.
The only reason I was prepared to help you was because I thought you two were so pathetic. I thought your sister was a persecuted woman fleeing an ogre. I didn't know she was the ogre herself.
Enough, you hear? We don't need your help. Go on, leave us here and go.
Okay.
Moreau,
I won't shut up.
Moreau,
I won't shut up, Sinead.
Shut up.
I won't shut up.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be humiliated any more than this.
Look, ignore her. She's crazy. Listen to me. Listen, Mr.
Aras.
Okay, then, Mr. Aras Mashragi. I want to make a deal with you. That wretched cow has all our money. Find her, and half the money is yours, okay? Okay? Okay?
What do you take me for? If I had wanted to get something off that girl, I could have done it 10 times over. But I didn't. And you know why? Because I wasn't prepared to sell 2 fellow Iranians to a stranger. I wanted to help you, but I was a jackass all along. If I'd known I was dealing with 2 liars, I would never have let that girl out of my sight.
All right, then. Now you know we are liars, charlatans, that we're not helpless. Leave us alone and go.
What right do you have to shout at me?
I'll shout if I like. I'll shout even louder. Go!
You idiot! Ignore her! Ignore her!
No!
No!
Listen
shut up,
me.
You! Shut
I
up!
I won't, because I didn't kidnap my child and I didn't run away. I didn't kidnap my child!
Look! Just wait a minute so I can calm her down. Well done. Keep crying.
That's enough. I've had enough of this, Sanas.
Okay. With what money?
I'll sell my watch.
Anladın mı? Ben sana gösteririm.
Merhaba.
Boş odamız yok.
Oda istemiyorum.
O zaman ne istiyorsunuz?
Biz iki İranlı kadının peşindeyiz. Birinin de çocuğu var.
Two Iranian women and a child.
You speak English?
Sanaz Amara Azimi?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Telephone call.
Give it to me.
Sanaz. Look, you're frustrated at the moment. Let me make the call.
I am not frustrated. I'm absolutely fine.
Listen, I know what you're like. You're on the edge right now. That's why your voice is trembling. You can't talk to him.
Look, I'm not on the edge. You're the one who's on the edge. Get out of my way, Moral.
Like you know why? Because I didn't believe Merjad and that girl like you did. You believe
them. Move aside.
That's why we're in
this fix. Why do you enjoy telling me I'm stupid and irrational? So you're the one who has brains and is rational?
When did I say that?
Just now! You're enjoying this, aren't you? I can tell.
Give the child to me. Huh?
Are you feeling better? Did that put your mind at rest?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You want that guy to think that you're a lady, that you're rational. Go on. Be happy. Go. Well done.
Look, listen to me. I'm not cleverer than you or more rational. The only difference is I can control myself better than you can. I don't go on a rampage. I don't flip out.
Oh, shut up! Go. Get out of my way, will you? Get lost, you hear? Make like a tree and leave so I can call. Go on. Ah! Hello, Merdad dear. It's Sanaz. Well, then who are you? Excuse me, sir, but isn't that Merdad Azimi's house? A restaurant? What? Why are you lying to me? Sir, I called this number 2 weeks ago. I spoke to Merdad Azimi himself. Hello? What? Why do you think I've got the wrong number? Okay, go ahead. Yes? Yes, well, 3538, of course. That's the number I dialed. Yes, I know it's the right number, sir. I want to know why you picked up the phone. Are you his friend? Yes, sir. What about the owner of the restaurant? Where? Well, he's 50 years old and he's tall. How should I know if he's thin or he's fat or... He has a white beard. Look, I don't know any of that. I don't know what this person looks like today.
Look,
what?
Give me the phone.
Oh, leave me alone. I'm talking to him.
Hello, sir. Forgive my sister. She's a little irate. She doesn't know what she's saying.
I was talking to him myself.
Sister. Look, Merdad has been living over there for 20 years.
Moral,
we don't know anything about his life. All we know is that he was politically active at one time.
Give me the phone. He's lying through his teeth. Give it here.
Yes, that's right. He stutters. He stutters when he's irritated.
Give me the phone. I want to talk to
him. Yes, that's right. His mother's name is Farouk.
Well, he must be his friend then. Give me the phone.
How many years? 4 years. When? When last week? Look, sir, can you tell me the girl's name? Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? What did you say? What did you say was right? What did you say was right?
Yes. Unfortunately, he was right.
What?
Up until last week, Merdad had been working for him in his restaurant for 4 years. He washed dishes, mopped the floors, cleaned tables. Do you know what that means?
He was lying, of course. Have you lost your mind?
All the information he gave was correct. He says Merdad doesn't have any assets. He lives in a loft in a house downtown.
It can't be.
Do you understand?
It's impossible.
He
it's
says
impossible.
Last week he and his girlfriend emptied the restaurant safe and disappeared. The police are after them for theft. Do you want to know what the girl's name is? Do
Leave me alone! What? I'm gonna call it
Sanath,
myself.
Calm down. Calm down, Sanath.
Quiet.
Please.
Quiet. Wait. I'll call him again. I'll call him again.
Sanath.
I'll talk to him myself. You be quiet. You shut up.
Sanath, calm
That's
down.
It's impossible. It's
calm
impossible.
Calm down.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Sanath,
leave me alone. I said leave me alone. All of you are lying.
Sanath.
You're lying. You are lying.
Calm
all
down.
Of you. Get lost.
Calm
Get out of here.
Down.
Leave me alone.
Please,
Damn you. Damn you. You're lying.
You know, you give us as good as you get, don't you, eh?
Yeah.
Give Hasti to me. Come to me, sweetheart. That's it. Bring her. Bring her here. Take her into the bedroom. Lie her down on the bed. Don't be scared, okay? All right? Auntie's gonna be fine. We'll go out and we'll play, okay? Would you like a ride on my bike? Huh? Look at your bald uncle. Don't be afraid. If you want to change your clothes, my mother's old suitcase is under the bed. Her clothes might fit you.
Whose picture is it?
His mother. He's kept all his mother's clothes clean and folded.
Oh, I can't be bothered to change my clothes. I want to sleep.
Husty, look at this. Look at the motorbike. It's better, my real one, but the battery's run out. It's got a button, too. Look, these are my toys. They still work. Do you like cars? What do you think? We're playing with some of my old toys. Hey, look at this. Are you having fun, huh? My mother bought these toys for me when I was 7.
Obviously, you loved your mother very much.
She was everything to me.
Where is she now?
Underground.
When?
8 years ago.
Is she buried here?
She really wanted to be buried in Tehran. I was young then. I couldn't do anything.
Your father?
I wish he had died. He was here then.
Your father didn't live with you?
Yeah, he did, but all he thought about was his second wife.
Your mother lived in the same house with his second wife?
My mother stayed in that house because of me. My father refused point blank to give me to her. If he had, she would have packed up then and there and brought me to Iran. But in the end, he kept her hanging till she died of a broken heart. A week after she died, I ran away from home and never went back.
Does your father live here in Istanbul?
Until 2 years ago, he was here. But when they refused to give him a license for a casino, he went and opened one in Las Vegas with some of his friends.
Your father is very rich.
He's rich. But I refused to even mention his name. Minutes before my mother died, in my arms, I promised her I'd never live with him. I prefer to be a drifter than live with my father.
You had fallen asleep beside me, but however much I called out to you, you wouldn't wake up. I called and called. I tried to open your eyes, but I couldn't. And then I thought maybe you weren't breathing, and when I put my head on your chest, I was right, you weren't breathing. I was so afraid, that's why I shouted, and I woke up.
Honey,
I woke up.
Why are you so afraid? You don't believe in dream interpretation, do you?
But you see, you're very good. It'd be such a waste. It's too soon for you to die. Mara, if you die, then I'll die of loneliness. Mara, don't leave me alone ever, ever, never, never, never.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
leave me.
Okay. I won't leave you. I'll never leave you.
Aras! What is it, Yasha?
I brought you a letter.
And who is it from?
The same girl that sent you the last letter.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wait. I've made breakfast.
I'll come back and eat. Let me see that letter. She gave you the letter herself?
Yeah.
When?
She came to the cafe this morning.
All right, thanks. You get on with your life.
See you around.
Mara, if we find that Charlotte and Ingrid, will your problems be solved?
Yes.
We're going to her house today.
Thank you.
It'd be better if Mara and Hasi stay here. Me and you will go.
Okay, okay. Come and take the child.
Come to me, darling.
You sit somewhere around here. Why are you looking at me like that?
Be very careful.
You silly. Sit down, will you? The cage of love is behind us.
Hold on. It's better she doesn't see you immediately.
The bird of love is waiting for you in her cage. Knock on the door. Come on, then.
Who is it?
It's me, Aras.
Hello.
Hello.
Come in.
Go.
come in, will you? Aras, come in, will you?
Come in.
Hello?
Why did you do this to us? Why?
Why did you do this to them? Why did you play with their lives?
Give me an answer. I will answer your question, honey. Listen. If you play with fire, sometimes you get burnt. Translate that into Turkish so he knows what I'm saying.
No need for translation. I remember Merdad used to say that too, you know? If you play with fire, sometimes you get burnt. How was that?
Good. Bravo. Bravo. But it'd be better to end this game before anyone gets hurt. Do you understand?
Okay. I will end the game. Okay. 50-50.
No, of course not. She thinks she's really clever. 25% for you, 75% for us.
Why?
Because, there are three of us.
No. Aras will share with me.
You know what? I forfeit my share.
What do you say to that?
Okay. I don't care. But, I was wrong. We were three, but actually, we are four.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, Hasti, you remember her? She wants her share. Do you understand?
Huh? Hasti.
Yes, Hasti. Don't you remember her?
When you play with fire, you might get burnt.
Oh, that's how cute. Oh, poor Turkan.
Okay. Okay, it's all yours. Come and take it, honey dear.
You go down, Mara. I'll bring the money.
No, I'll do it myself.
Sanaz. Don't move. Don't move! Stay right there. Don't move a muscle. I didn't want it to be this way. You left me no choice. I beg you, stay back.
We have a wounded woman here. Send an ambulance quickly. She's bleeding a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I'll check for a pulse, but...
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه عذابه استرابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از مد دیواری از سنگ روبرو دیواری از مد دیواری از سنگ بگو بیهوده نیست بگو بیهوده نیست فاصله آب و سراب بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی مرگ تدریجیه